This is the Notable Kentucky Podcast. I'm your host, J.C. Phelps, a Kentuckian dedicated to sharing the stories, people, and events of note from the Louisville area and from around the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Thank y'all for joining me, and let's get started. In the notable headlines, hit me with a burger, my friend. More than 20,000 burger fans have spoken to pick the top four finalists in Kentucky Derby Festival's 2023 Derby Burger Challenge. The four finalists come from Louisville, Union, and Brandenburg, and they are competing to be named the 2023 Derby Burger Champion. This year's finalists are Brian Capps of Louisville with the GOAT, Daniel Dunn of Union, Kentucky with the Bourbon Bacon Jam Burger with a spicy sauce. Ira Malman of Louisville is serving the 80-20 Gourmet Lavender Burger, while Melissa Thompson is rounding out the bunch from Brandenburg, Kentucky, serving Ma's Chili Slaw Burger. I personally have judged this competition in the past, and I can say it's always so much fun to see who will come out on top. A new event coming in late March will spotlight six homes in West Louisville neighborhoods. House-A-Rama is aimed at increasing house ownership in West Louisville. All of the homes featured in the event have either been newly built or renovated in the last year. John Shaw Wu, who co-owns Noir Realty, is launching the event through the Noir Black Chamber of Commerce. People will be able to tour renovated and newly built homes in Russell, Shawnee, and the Parkland neighborhoods. House-A-Rama will be held March 25th between 1 and 4 p.m. And for more information, you can visit noir-realty.com. Changes are happening at the Louisville Urban League. Dr. Price, who assumed leadership of the local nonprofit just last fall, is, quote, transitioning out of the role, effective immediately, the Louisville Urban League announced Monday afternoon. Lyndon Pryor will assume the role of president and CEO on an interim basis as the search begins. The Louisville Urban League is a nonprofit, nonpartisan community service organization dedicated to eliminating racism and its adverse impacts on our community. Their mission is to assist African Americans and other marginalized populations in attaining social and economic equality through direct services and advocacy. Kentucky Auditor Mike Harmon has referred the findings of his office's special examination of Kentucky State University in Frankfort to both state and federal prosecutors. The report detailed many financial findings, misrepresentations, and poor budgeting. Kentucky State University, founded in 1886, is Kentucky's only public, historically black university, while Simmons College in Louisville is Kentucky's only private HBCU. Food and beverage news of note, make your reservations today for Apron Inc.'s Dine Around Dine-In Club. Every Tuesday in March, local restaurants will host a special Apron Inc. menu where 20% of the proceeds serve those that serve you. Restaurants participating this Tuesday include Watch Hill Proper, where two can dine for $100, Equus, where two can dine for $100, and rounding out the bunch also at the $100 price point for two is Brasserie Provence. Please call the restaurant of your choice to make reservations for next Tuesday and be sure to mention Apron Inc. Con Huevos announced plans for its fifth location in Louisville, as they plan to open in Norton Commons on Tuesday, March 28th. Con Huevos will occupy the space previously held by Ramsey's Cafe at 10639 Meeting Street. Their menu will be the same as their other four locations, with crowd favorites including Huevos Rancheros, Churros, the Tres Leches Pancakes, and the Chilaquiles. If you are a cookie connoisseur in Louisville, chances are you've had one of the massive jumbo stuffed cookies from Bay's Bakery. It was announced this week that Bay's Bakery is moving its main operation to the former Sweet Surrender Dessert Cafe spot at 1804 Frankfort Avenue. Its previous space at 1164 South Brook Street will become headquarters for custom orders and catering. Owner Abigail Mattingly is partnering with the Susie Brown Bakery to offer breakfast sandwiches and biscuits at the new Bay's Bakery. The menu will also expand to include additional vegan and gluten-free options, puff pastries and cakes, by the slice. The new location of Bay's Bakery plans to open in May and will be open Tuesday to Sunday from 10 to 6 at the beginning. Notable events to attend. Do y'all have your derby hat for the season yet? Guests can get an exclusive look at the latest designs from featured milliners at the Kentucky Derby Museum's Derby Hat Show on March 26th. The event is scheduled from 10 to 1 and will showcase 5 local milliners and hats sold at their small businesses. Featured milliners this year include Mad Hatter 502, Derbyology, The Hat Doctor, Christine A. Moore Millinery, and Forme Millinery Co. At the show, guests will be able to enjoy unlimited mimosas and a gourmet brunch before the models hit the runway to show off the most recent hat and jewelry trends. I walked in the show last year as a male model, and I can tell you it's a really fabulous time. If you're free, you should definitely attend. If you are a hip-hop fan, this event is for you. Louisville Funk Fest, aimed at celebrating 50 years of hip-hop, will be held Friday, June 16th and Saturday, June 17th, which was announced this week. Jeezy, Fantasia, Jagged Edge, and Ginuwine will headline the concert this summer at Louisville's Waterfront Park. Tickets are now on sale, and they range from a $40 day pass to an $80 two-day pass, up to a $600 two-day VIP pass. To get yours and to learn more, you can visit funkfesttour.com. Thank y'all for being here for another episode of the Notable Kentucky Podcast. You can keep up with Notable Kentucky wherever you receive your podcasts, on NotableKentucky.com and on both Facebook and Instagram at Notable Kentucky. If you enjoyed the podcast today, I would so appreciate if you would subscribe and provide a 5-star review. And if you have a story of note, please feel free to email me at NotableKentucky@gmail.com, or you can message me on social media. I would love to push that out for you. As my auntie JJ always said, make today a great day. Y'all come back now, you hear, signing off for Notable Kentucky. I'm JC Phelps.